But the next question is, well, can we give the adopted child the same legal status that you give to a biological child? Before we come to that, let's first talk about how is parenthood, fatherhood and motherhood, develop in Islam. So there are four ways that a relationship of parenthood can be developed. The first one, let me just kind of go through the notes with you for a moment, so you know exactly where we are. If you just turn to page number 2, you'll see that I've outlined the two processes. The first is the process of providing for the basic necessities of the child. The second is the process of giving the same legal status to the child. As far as the first one goes, I say Islam strongly encourages the first process. This can be seen in the seerah of the Prophet of Allah, who treated Zayd ibn Haritha affectionately. As far as the second process goes, Islam recognizes that an individual can be considered to be the father or the mother as long as there is some form of biological connection between the two. Well, how is this biological connection formed? I've got A, B, C, and D. So the first one is, as far as the father goes, he provides the seed, or the nutfah. The one who provides the nutfah is considered to be the father. As far as the mother goes, the mother is the one who also provides the eggs. That's one. But we also say, because of the problems caused by modern technology, we also can say that the mother is also the one who provides the womb, right? And gives birth to the child. And there's a fourth form. Now, before we come to the fourth form, in most of these cases, right, once this mother-child or father-child relationship has been formed, the first thing that happens is there is the right to mahramiya. There might be an exception in this particular case, in some of the things I'm going to mention. The second thing is the right to inheritance. As far as the father is concerned, the right to be sustained by the father. The father has to take care of the children. That's an obligation upon him, right? For example, other laws of Islam can also be applied to this. I don't know if you know in Islam, interest is not permissible, right? Taking and giving interest is not permissible. Guess what? Between a father and son, a father and his children, it is permissible. So if you loan something to your dad, you can take interest on it. Or if you learn something to your child, you can take interest on it. But that is only permissible once you establish what? You establish father. Or you establish mother, okay? But in all of these cases, you're seeing that there is a biological relationship. The fourth way of establishing a motherhood relationship is through what? Through breastfeeding, right? Now, breastfeeding will not necessitate, for example, the obligation of being sustained by the mother, or will not necessitate the right to inheritance, but it will bring about mahramiya. But as far as breastfeeding goes, our scholars are very clear. They say that the child should be breastfed to such an extent that his flesh grows, or his bones grow from the milk that it receives from the mother. Again, the point I'm trying to drive at is that there has to be a strong biological connection between the mother and the child, between the father and a child, to have a parent-child relationship, a real parent-child relationship. We all accept that. The question is, can you form a parent-child relationship, not biologically, a legal parent-child relationship? Not biologically, but through convention, through a contract, through a contractual agreement. You know, between a husband and wife, there is no usually biological relationship or close biological relationship. Their relationship is formed through a contract, right? Once that relationship is formed, it brings about mahramiya, it brings about the right to inheritance, it brings about all these other laws as well. Can you form a relationship between a person and a child, a parental relationship, not biologically, but through a contract, through an expression? Islam says no, you can't do that. That can never happen. A parental relationship is too sacred and too close for you simply to form through a contract, or for you simply to form by saying it out. So if you come to the notes that you have, question, can such a relationship be created through convention or a contractual agreement? The answer is no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states in the Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِنْ قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِهِ. God has not given any man or any woman two hearts. Meaning what? A person cannot have opposing beliefs in his heart. He can't believe that God exists and God doesn't exist at the same time. Such conflict cannot occur in the heart of a person. Not only that. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجَكُمُ اللَّهِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهُنَّ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. And God has not made your wives, He doesn't allow you to make your wives your mothers. The concept of dhiha, the practice of dhiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this practice means absolutely nothing. Just because you say that someone is your mother, doesn't make that person your mother, right? Doesn't break your relationship, your spousal relationship with that person. The next one is the one that is important to us. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَدْعِيَاءَكُمْ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. Your adopted children, whom you call as your children, they are not your legal children. Emotionally, you might treat them as your own children. Psychologically, you might think of them as your own children. But they are not your own legal children. ذَلِكُمْ قَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ. This is something you've uttered out of your mouth. It's an expression you've said on your mouth. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقَّ وَهُوَ يَهْدِي السَّبِيلِ. ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أبسط عند الله. You cannot change their names. Person adopts a child, they cannot change the child's last name to become their own last name. You have to call them with their own father's name. You have to call them with their own original family's name. That is more just in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me just complete over here and I'll come back to you. Now, there are reasons for why Islam has done that. And I've outlined three reasons very quickly for you over there. The first reason is that Islam believes it's unethical to take away that biological relationship and biological lineage and genealogy from a child. A person has the right that his name or his family name be transferred to the next generation and be perpetuated through the next generation through his own biological children. And the child also has a right to know who his father was and what his lineage is. When you change the child's name, there are high chances that they will forget where they have come from. They will forget the name of their father. That's one. Second reason why Islam hasn't allowed for that is because Islam wants whenever a child becomes orphaned or left, that he be taken care of by his own family, by the family of his parents, by people who are close to him, so that he doesn't forget his ethnic, his cultural, and his religious roots. And the third reason that I have given over there is to say that Islam wants the child to remember his actual lineage so that he can maintain a relationship with his biological family. He can maintain a relationship with his biological siblings. And that relationship and that bond should not be removed, and that bond should not be forgotten. God forbid somebody forgets that they are coming from this particular family. And later on, because they don't know they came from this family, they go and marry into that family. That would create a lot more problems. So Islam says, yes, you should take care of children, but legally you cannot give it the same consequence that you would give to a biological child. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.